A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, Psachim 116, pagination page 231. One of the very rich dafim in the perek regarding the procedure of Seder night. So let's start from the Mishnah, which is at the end of the first third of the page. You'll see in the middle of the line, Masnisin in bold. And the Mishnah tells us as follows, basically starting the section called Magid in the Haggadah. Mazgu lo kos sheni, we pour the second cup of wine. The first one was the one that we used for Kiddush, and now we're ready for the second one, which will be in place throughout the section of Magid until we drink it before we start the meal. V'kan ha-ben shoel oviv, and over here the child asks the father, and the Mishnah will tell us the four questions. Imein das beven oviv melamdo, if the child doesn't know how to ask, then the father will teach him, guide him, so that he should ask questions. And that's in fact what we've seen, that we do unusual things on Seder night, independent of the Seder itself, such as taking away the plates, is the way it was described at the end of the last blat, and other things that are done specifically so that the children should ask, and then you lead them into the greater question of Avodim Oyinu Lefaro B'Mitzrayim, that we were once slaves. Just as an aside, Haggadah has a very powerful, inspirational sense to it. And this is one of the examples that the words V'kan ha-ben shoel aviv, over here the child asks, is taken by the Hasidic masters, not only that in the mitzvah the child asks his father the four questions, but in a related sense, the child, meaning the Jewish people, ask on this night of the father whatever's on their mind. It's a very open night, a very inspirational night, and V'kan ha-ben shoel, over here the child asks, and you could ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu what's on your mind. The questions are as follows. Manishtanu alaylo azami kol alaylos, as the title, why is this night different than all other nights? Shebechol alaylos anu achlim chometza matza, alayla zekula matza, on this night we're only eating matza, no chometz, which is an expression. If there's no chametz, we're only eating the bread of poverty, something's up. Shabachol alaylos anu achlin shal yirakos halayla hazemorar, on all other nights, any vegetables. On this night, morar of all things, we bring a bitter herb. Tosfos observes that over here the word kulo is not used, because by matzah, it's kulo matzah, only matzah, no chametz at all. By maror, it's not kulo maror, you're allowed to eat other vegetables, but what is unusual and what the child is commenting is that he sees that there's maror here. And why would we do that? Shebechol alaylos anu achlin bashal tzali shalak u'mevusha, we're allowed to eat our meat in a variety of ways, including cooked. Halayla zekulot tzli, on this night we're focused on the roasted, which again, something's up. We mentioned from the Sefer HaChinuch that tzli is an expression of royalty because it constrains the meat as opposed to cooking, which makes it bloated and makes you feel that you had more to eat. This question does not play a role in our Haggadah, because we don't have the Korban Pesach in our time, and this question is replaced with the fourth question about Heseba, about leaning, which is considered unusual for us apparently in their time, it was not considered unusual and therefore didn't prompt a question. Shavachala leilos einanu matbilim afilupam echas. We don't have a ritual dipping. Halayla zeh shtei pi'amim, and on this night, we are focused in a ritual sense on the dipping once karpas in salt water and one maror in charoses. Well, if he died to show ben aviv melamdo, the father should respond in a way that's appropriate for the child. Mascha begenusa misayim b'shvach. You start with the negative and you conclude with the positive. The Gemara explains two approaches to this. One approach is avodim hayinu, we were once slaves and Hashem took us out. That there's supposed to be that process of picturing yourself in the negative and then the redemption. And in a spiritual sense as well, the Gemara says, avodim hayinu, I'm sorry, mitchila ovdei avodah zarah hayu avoseinu, we were once, our ancestors were once idol worshippers. That's the gnus, that's the negative. U'mesayim b'shvach ve'achshav kervanu amakam la'avodah, so that Hashem brought us to His service. V'doresh, and you expound, me'arami ovid avi, from this section that was recited by the Jewish farmer when he brought the Bikurim, Parshas Kisavo, Ad sheyigmor kol haparsha kula, the same way that he recounts the redemption from Egypt and how Hashem took care of us, that's the same description that we use in the Haggadah to describe the redemption. Now, the first piece of the Gemara is a very fundamental principle that we've alluded to on numerous occasions. In education, if you can fill an existing void, or if you could have the person acknowledge that existing void, then the communication goes much smoother. And that's why we structure the Haggadah based on questions, so that the person should notice something, ask, and then instead of preaching, you're responding to their question by way of giving an answer. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Chacham b'no shoalo v'im eino chacham. If the child is wise, so the child asks. If not, ishto shoaloso, so the wife should ask. V'im lav, hu shoal la'atzmo, a person should ask himself. Create dialogue. Think it through. And as a result, you'll be giving an answer to something that was bothering you. Even if you have two Torah scholars who truly know everything about Pesach, shoalin zeloze, they should ask one another. Good. At the bottom of the page, Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer, this is a major section of the Haggadah. Kol Shalo Omar, anybody who did not say Shlosha Devarim Elu BaPesach, these three things on Pesach, Lo Yotza Yidei Chavaso, did not fulfill his obligation, Ve'elu Hein, these are the three, Pesach Matza Umoror, if you don't expound on the topic of Pesach, that there was a carbon Pesach, which reminds us of Hashem skipping over our homes in Mitzrayim during the final plague. Matzah, the theme both of poor man's bread during the time of slavery and the way it's expounded in this section regarding the redemption, that it happened so quickly, that Hashem pulls us out at the right critical moment. Hashem's salvation comes through, not a moment too early, not a moment too late. And moror, to remember the affliction, the bitter times in Mitzrayim. So that's what forms the conclusion of the Pesach presentation as we find it in Maggid, and what follows in Maggid is the beginning of Hallel, the expressions of thanksgiving. One final thought, dropping into the wide lines on Amud Beis, the fifth line is where the Gemara starts. Amar Rava, Rava says, Tzarech sheyomar ve'osanu hotzi misham. Hashem took us out of there to show that we ourselves left Mitzrayim. Amar Rava, and Rava said, matzah tzarech lahagbia. When you talk about matzah, you should lift it. Moro tzarech lahagbia. When you talk about moro, you should lift it. Basar, but in our time, when you talk about the meat, when you talk about the Korban Pesach, in tzarech lahagbia, you should not lift it. Velo od, not only that, ala shanirikoch el kodshim bachutz. If you point to the meat, the reminder piece that's on the ka'ara, on the Pesach plate, on the Seder plate, so then that's improper because it makes it look like you're actually doing Kodshim, the Korban Pesach, outside the Beis HaMikdash. So we don't do that. It's only by Matzah and Moror. Yashar Koach, have a great day.